I'm in a good mood. I started smoking cigarettes.
What was that name again?
Nothing. Just talking to myself.
Okay, just think about this for a second. Think about it. Mariah Carey on New Year's.
Listen, body suit. I saw her skin tight suit, and I was just thinking to myself things that my wife would not want to see me or hear me thinking to myself.
It's Mariah Carey.
What? Little Triv?
Lip syncing Mariah Carey.
Wait, Little Triv, what? Who is that talking?
It's a clip. And there is no good clip to play.
So you're playing a clip of somebody filming their TV and talking.
His voice is much louder than the TV.
I think it's because he's a loudmouth and he wants his voice to be heard, not Mariah Carey's. And that's a shame because she's a damn beautiful woman.
Even though it was so horrible, it still sounded amazing.
I don't know what you're talking about, Little Triv. Why don't you explain a little bit before you do that thing where you assume everybody knows what you're talking about?
The music still sounded...
We didn't have a check for this song, so we'll just say it went to number one, and that's what it is. Okay. Feels like a
It's not perfect, but it's not unincredible.
What are you talking about, Little Triv?
The music. Okay, so let me... I'll back up.
Please do.
Mariah Carey performed on New Year's Day at midnight. She was the big act. And she went up there and performed.
Halftime show. She did the halftime
show? She was the halftime show
okay,
for the New Year's Day. With Kathy Griffin and...
Kathy Griffin.
And Andrew Cooper. And she performed subliminally and... It was not unincredible, but she walked off the stage after the performance.
She was mad when she was done? Usually they stay on stage when they're done playing.
Yeah, she just left before she was done.
So she left before she was done.
Normally they stay on the stage when they're done singing, but she left before the song was over.
Why?
It's beautiful.
Well, so you're saying that she played and stopped? Why'd she leave?
We gotta call her on the air.
Little Trip.
Who is this?
Hey, it's Seth.
Oh, Seth. Yeah, I was just gonna ask where you were, because you are in the studio.
Hey, it's Seth. How you doing?
Seth, it sounds like you're driving down the highway with the windows down. What's going on, man?
Oh, sorry, boys. My girls are sick. I'm taking care of my girls, my daughters. Oh, are you okay, honey? My daughters.
You're a good father when you choose to be.
You know about them?
Yeah, we know about your daughters. You talk about them a lot, and you talked about how you kidnapped somebody one time. Remember that? When he kidnapped somebody? Yeah, you're a good father.
I don't want you.
You're a good father sometimes.
Lamigan.
When you want to be a good father, you're good. Otherwise, you're kind of scary. You kidnap somebody once. But yeah, you're a good father. You're a good father.
That's a good way to summarize me.
You're a good father tonight.
I love you, Daddy.
Sorry, that's my daughter.
That doesn't sound like a daughter. It sounds like a drunken bimbo.
Thanks for the kind words about my daughter.
Seth,
my
are you at the bar? Is that a drunken bimbo you're about to take home?
That is my daughter, currently on the toilet.
Normally I disagree, Seth, but it does sound like it could be a bimbo.
Daddy, will you wipe my butt, Daddy?
Oh, yeah, it really sounds like a bimbo, huh? Yeah. Yeah, bimbo would ask me to wipe her ass.
Your daughter just doesn't sound cute, Seth.
Doesn't sound cute? Well, that's fine.
Seth, you held the phone up to her so she could ask you to wipe?
No. She's yanking my arm, and in the process, the phone came down, and, you know, she said the those words that you heard.
How old is she? How old is she?
My daughter is 8. She's 8.
18?
No, she's 8.
That's quite old to have her butt wiped by her father. Maybe you better leave the bathroom. I don't think you should be in there with her.
Oh, you guys are frustrating me. Okay, my daughter. Hello, my daughter. You're staying in
hello.
Here and you're going to be on the toilet,
hello?
And then I will be hello? I will be outside in the hallway talking to Little Trip.
Hello.
Okay, I close the door.
Don't go, please, Daddy. I need my bike wash.
All right, I'm closing the door. Okay. All right, now, great. Now, great. I'm in the hallway. You have my attention, Little Trip.
I don't know about this, Seth.
You don't believe she's my daughter at this point.
If she's an American girl, an American daughter of yours, she'd be calling you Dad or Pop. But she's calling you Daddy.
So
she sounds like she's from Spain or Abu Dhabi or something.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Lamigan.
For what?
For treating me like crap.
Seth.
Are you saying these things to me? We're in the same room.
I heard about fentanyl making its way around, and Seth, I'm worried about you right now.
You think I'm on fentanyl?
I think you might be.
Do you know the kind of life I lead?
Seth?
We talk to each other every week for an hour.
I have the tolerance for that kind of stuff. You do not.
We don't talk other than this show. We talk every week for an hour, and I talk about my family life. And do you know what I always talk about?
Seth,
I talk about being at my house with my wife and my daughters.
Be your father.
My father?
No, you are a father. Seth, listen. You maybe talk about your family once every 2 months. And when you do, you make a big show of it. But I don't really think you're home all that much.
Okay. Okay, sure.
Is that fair? Is that a fair point?
Sure, yeah, I'm agreeing, yeah, shit, of course. I don't go home much.
Are you coming here? Where are you?
Oh, no, I'm with my girls.
Well, get a babysitter.
Okay, you have a recommendation? Is anybody you know? That's what I thought. Not getting a babysitter, it's 12:16 a.m.
Daddy, you still haven't wiped my butt.
Honey?
Please, Daddy?
That was my pathetic daughter asking me to wipe her ass.
She's saying butt, Seth. She says butt.
And as a grown man who's a father of two, I'm wiping her ass.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, Lord. Did you see the clip screwing up?
We've been talking about how it actually sounded not that bad.
It didn't sound bad. Like, even when she talks, it sounds good. Would you agree?
She has a good talking voice. It's pretty sounding. We get news and traffic every 5 minutes. We're going to go to... we'll be right back with traffic. Your first traffic report is from Namigan. Namigan, can you do traffic really quick?
There's nobody on the road. I think there's an accident somewhere off, like, 90 off to West 25th. No, it's just a car shut down. Yeah, the roads are clear. There's nothing. Nobody on the roads. It's fine.
Thanks. I gotta play some messages. Thank you, Namigan. Seth, I'm gonna probably pop you off here.
No.
Yeah, we got a caller on the line. WAW, you're on the air.
Oh, I've got some bad news.
Who does? Who is this? Who's got bad news?
Give it to me straight.
Oh, it's me. Don't you remember me? From the last time?
Not yet.
Okay, let me give you some clues.
Okay. Money? I don't like these mysteries. Okay. Money?
Money? Are you scared yet?
No.
Not if it's not my money yet.
Is it my money?
I'm not scared unless it's my money.
Here's my next clue. It is your money.
Okay. All right. I'm a little spooked. Because I left my house unlocked and my cash box was wide open, spread out on the dining room table, so I'm a little spooked.
I do not lock my doors, and I have a lot of expensive belongings, so you got my attention.
My third clue, the political system on a local level.
Scott Tuma, city councilman in Parma?
My fourth clue.
Some kind of treasurer?
You gotta be a treasurer.
My fifth clue.
What was the fourth?
The mayor.
You're the mayor?
My fifth clue. The same office as the mayor.
Are you the mayor?
The secretary?
No. Yes, I am the mayor's secretary in Cleveland Heights.
Why do you have my money?
Because the tax rates have gone through the roof. And you guys are both from the east side, aren't you?
Yes. Do you know Frank Jackson?
What's his name?
Frank Jackson.
You've never heard of him?
You're going to have to spell that for me. J-A-N-C-K-O-S-N?
It's J-A-N-K-S-N.
Frank Jackson. Yes, okay. Okay, yes, I know Frank Jackson.
Oh, now it brings some bells.
Now it clinks.
Come to Papa. That's what you were thinking, right? Come to Papa.
That's what I was thinking. Anywho, you're gonna be hurting when these new tax forms coming out.
So you're calling us about some new tax forms? I'm not getting my return, am I?
Yeah, you're not. First of all, you're not even getting your return. Oh yeah, that's a whole other thing. Second of all,
wow.
When you see these new tax forms.
Listen, man, if I don't get my tax return, I'm getting my H&R Block guy to come chop your head off.
Oh, you're going to be losing a lot of money, and nobody's going to be cutting my head off, because I'll be way gone. I'll be way out of here by then.
Oh, you're going to run off to the tropics. Well, I'm going to cut your head off on your way out the door with a big machete.
Yeah, you're not going to.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to come clean off.
You're not going to catch me before I get out of here. You're gonna be really in pain. You're gonna be hurting bad.
Okay, well, I'll be hurting bad financially, but you won't have a head. I'm gonna cut off your little chicken head.
What's your name, caller?
Oh, I don't do that.
Oh, that's a hard one to answer, isn't it? Isn't it?
What can I call you just to address you by?
Secretary to the mayor.
Okay, Mister.
But that is what you will call me.
Okay, Mr. Secretary to the Mayor, do you understand that Amigan is a torturist, and he really will hurt you as he is explaining?
I understand that he is a torturist. However, I have not given any information to give him any location where he will be able to find me and torture me.
You know he's good at tracking, right? He's got a nose like a weasel.
My nostrils are flared from the smell of stinky smell.
Okay, hey, okay, I just gotta say, I've been listening to the show for a long time, and I have never heard any mention of Lambigan being skilled at tracking.
Well, that's because we don't talk about it all that much. Why would I?
Well, I was under the impression that the only things that that you guys knew about each other is what you shared on the show, because you are friends outside of the show.
Well, Lambigan's part possum.
You know how they're kind of ugly, fat, and they play dead?
Oh, my good lord. Is that true?
Excuse me, Lambigan. Is that true?
Is what true? So I said I'm like a possum, and he said, is that true? I didn't answer. Then you said, is what true? I said, is what true? And then you said, Lambigan, is that true? Sure.
Lambigan is a hybrid. It is what you would call a hybrid.
So what's the derogatory term for that?
The weeboo?
Mutant.
Weeboo.
Weeboo?
That's what I call him.
Yeah, that sounds hilarious. You're a weeboo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Oh.
Oh, my dear Lord. So I'm talking to Little Trip.
Oh, I can't stop laughing.
I'm talking to Little Trip. Why are you laughing?
I just thought of something funny, stupid we did. We something we said a long time ago. We said we stopped having listeners. But I was out the other day and somebody told me something about our show. And I said, how do you know we stopped having listeners? And it turns out people just stopped emailing, stopped calling, but they still listen. And they talk about the show through word of mouth. And so he was telling me, people think, Little Triv, that you are, and stop me if you've heard this word before. I don't know if you know what I'm about to say, but people think that you are humorous. People think you're funny, Little Triv.
They laugh at me.
They laugh at you.
Not with me.
At you, because you're humorous. They think you're a funny fella. Are you choking, Mr. Secretary?
Oh, no, that's just... man, you just remind me how funny he is, Little Triv.
Shush!
Shut up! Reverse
voice.
I cannot believe how calm you're being after the grave news I have given you.
What news did you give me?
Oh, something about how we're not going to like our taxes.
It was so unincredibly boring that I simply forgot. But yeah, keep.
Let me know when somebody's coming to my house with a metal baseball bat with spikes sticking out. Then I'll care. But for now, I don't give a crap. Money don't mean.
I didn't think you'd be bored by that. I thought you'd be scared out of your wits.
Okay, all we got to do is show up at Jack's and play a couple rounds of BJ, and we have got our money back.
You do have a point there, buddy.
I
can't argue with that.
Mr. Secretary to the Mayor, I have a question for you. Do you like John Mayer, the musician?
Oh, yeah. That's really funny, Little Trip.
Do you like John Mayer?
That's funny, yeah. I haven't heard that. I didn't hear that alter. That's funny.
You're not making it easy for me to ask my follow-up question, but what are you talking about? What happened in high school with John Mayer? Did he bully you?
I went to John Mayer High School. I was bullied.
By John Mayer?
John Mayer. Yes.
So you went to John Mayer High School, and he was in attendance there?
John Mayer High School in Cleveland, yes. It's on West 140th Street. John Mayer's what it's called, yeah?
Yeah. And John Mayer, he was going to school there, too?
And guess who was a freshman there?
John Mayer.
Yep. And guess who got bullied and beat up by John Mayer?
You.
That's right.
Well, you're probably not going to like what I'm about to... You won't like what I'm about to tell you, then.
Okay. Then don't tell me.
But I want to tell you, because it's true.
This is very annoying. Okay, tell me.
I wanted to tell you that you won tickets to see John Mayer at the House of Blues.
Oh, Jesus. I heard that you don't have to be horny to have sex.
Well, a lot of people think sex is just touching. Like, you can poke somebody in the boobie and they call it sex these days.
Good night.
Have a good night.
It was a pleasure talking to you. You're an interesting fella.
Thank you, Secretary. Man, he's gone. Lambigan, what the hell?
I think that I did not enjoy that caller. And I thought that we'd have a great, joyous night tonight. Seth calls off sick to take care of his creepy-ass daughter.
She's 8 years old and asking directly into the phone. Can you wipe my butt?
It was like a...
It was disgusting.
It just makes me... It makes me really think that Seth is a terrible father. Reminds me of my dad. Just garbage parent.
Well, I was laying on the compliments at first, and then I was thinking about it, and man, he's bad.
It's just failing parenthood. Just doing a terrible job and just wrecking, absolutely destroying these little girls' futures just by being such a god awful, terrible, freaking dad. It reminds me of my dad, just a failing parent. Give the custody to some old woman who wants to put some effort into something before she kicks the bucket. I mean,
your
come on.
Your dad wasn't mean, or he didn't hit you or anything. You're just
No.
It's like flabbily little guy.
You know what my dad did? And this is why I want Seth to do this. My dad was... He was a lot like a possum, like a big, stinky, white, saggy man. But anyway, what my dad did and what I want my Seth to do is what my dad did to me when he couldn't take care of me and it was clear that he was doing terribly with me, his son, and he didn't know what to do with me. What my dad did is he signed me up for adoption. And I said, thank you, because... Finally, somebody who wanted to be a parent, and he gave me this old woman, can barely remember her name. I was 15 years old, and I lived with her until I was 18. She was very old and very happy to have me around, and she died because she was near death, and she needed somebody like me. And, you know, Seth needs to do that. He needs to just find his daughter somebody who's so old they can't remember anything. God, all these childhood memories are rushing back. Walk into the orphanage, waiting a year in my bunk bed. Lady walks up, doesn't even look me in the eye, and just says, come on. God, I remember.
W-R-E-W, you're on the air.
There you are.
Me? I am Little Triv. This is a good night show with Little Triv.
Yes, there you are. I've been looking for your number.
What's in the phone book under Little Trivisano?
I tried to get it off your dealer at the Jack.
Oh, my BJ guy?
Yep.
And he gave it to you? Or he gave you a rough time about it, or?
Yeah, he gave me the number, and that's why I'm calling you right now. Do you know who this is?
Not yet. You gonna give me clues like the last guy?
It's the woman that you always end up talking with at the Jack when you're playing.
Is this Trancy?
Trancy?
Nancy.
Can you spell that for me?
T-R-I-A... X? Is this...
Oh, it's...
Triax? Is this Triax?
Okay, yes, now that you've spelled it, yes, that's me. I just always have to check. It's Triax. How are you?
I've been better. This is one of the more dismal shows that we have done.
Feels like the apocalypse.
Well, this will brighten you right up, because you know why I'm calling?
No, are you going to make me guess like the last caller?
No, I'm going to tell you. Just give me a second. So you know how we always talk at the Jack when you're done playing with your games?
Once I have all my winnings?
Yes, once you've won and once you've, like, closed your tab and once all of your other friends have left?
Yeah.
Then I walk up to you once you have talked to everyone and you're probably really tired and ready to go home?
Yeah, and you keep me talking all night even though I really want to go home?
Yeah, but I know you still somehow enjoy the conversation, because that's one of my great gifts is conversation.
I want to ask you something. Do I sound like somebody that enjoys talking to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you give me your best BJ strategy? What's your best BJ tip?
Best BJ?
Yeah.
Oh, you use a lot of tongue.
What?
Blackjack.
Blackjack, you bastard. Oh, I never use that word. I never use that word.
I'd use a lot of tongue on you, Little Triv. That's what I'm trying to get at. That's what I'm trying to get at. But you're being difficult.
Oh, so you're dancing around the fact that you want to give me a little tongue?
I want to give you what you deserve.
Creepy. That's my little Trev you're talking to.
You should see
you creepy. You creepy.
You should see the scratch marks in this guy's plexiglass in here. Why did you call me Triax?
Just as I said, I've got a thing for you, and I want to give you some pleasure.
Get off the phone. Hang up.
Little Trev, aren't you the least bit curious what I can do? And what we could have? Guess what we could have?
A relation?
We could have sex.
Well, thank you.
We can have sex with no strings.
Oh, yeah!
Isn't that every Tinderman's dream?
Isn't this as a radio host who sits in a big chair in sweatpants? Isn't this every radio host's dream?
It always has been, but now that it's happening, it just feels bad.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm not really talking it up, and I know that I'm hard to talk to on phone.
But you just don't seem like you're trying too hard at it.
And you're not a very amazing conversationalist. You're very dry and very standardly telling a man on the radio that you want to have sex.
I'm telling it to you.
You're telling it to him.
You made me guess that you called so that you could tell me that you wanted to have sex with me.
And you didn't guess.
I didn't, so then you told me.
It's insane that you didn't guess. It was very clear what I wanted.
No, we never expect that.
No, I don't want to. Would you agree, Triv? Little Triv?
Well, it's odd, because now I want to.
Well, now I don't want to.
Well, I don't want to either.
I won't be coming to the Jack anymore.
I don't really go there too much anymore. Anyways, I'm more of a Roxino guy.
Okay, well then I won't see you. Good night.
Then have a good life.
Yeah, have a good night.
Yeah, I hope you can find someone else you can bother at a casino and then harass at their job.
I hope you have a good life and a good night.
I hope you have a good life and a good night.
I hope you have a good family and a safe home.
I hope you have a good family, Lamigan.
Thank you.
Good night.
I hope you have a shelter over your head and some food to eat for meals.
Good night.
You hang up first. Lamigan, what is with tonight?
I'm full of hate. I'm full of hate right now, little Trev. I can bust.
I'm seeing red.
Seeing black.
It's never gone so bad.
It's sort of like you're standing in the middle of Times Square after Pearl Harbor. You know, thousands dead, hundreds of miles away.
I think it's like standing inside of an island on Hawaii during... It's like being in a volcano on Hawaii while it's being bombed by Pearl Harbor.
No, it's like being on vacation in the Bahamas and you just find out your mom died.
I like my analogy.
I like analogy. Yeah, so I've been to jail before and a lot of nights like this. There were a lot of nights like this.
Or you'd just be talking and then it would get quiet.
Talking, then get quiet, then nothing to read, and you're just talking about shoot the crap, regret everything you say at the end of the conversation, you regret the entire thing you said to the other person, but they remember, they use it against you, try to make friends, they use it against you, try to get a cigarette, they use it against you, had nights like this, many nights.
How about some news?
Pull up Drudge.
I'm on Breitbart.
Okay, just as good.
Bill and Hillary Clinton, I call them Hillarell.
Yeah, me too.
The former president and first lady of the latter, whom was Trump's general election opponent, will attend the inauguration.
Ah, come on, what a sore loser.
Hillabill have decided to attend the inauguration of Donald Trump as 45th president of the United States.
Well, they always said that when they go low, we go high, so it probably makes them feel really good about themselves to go to this.
Do you think there will be terrorism there?
Yes. Lamigan? Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm thinking drones. Just a lot of...
Oh, I've got visions of ISIS. Visions of ISIS in my mind.
Well, you saw what those Santa Clauses did in Istanbul. The nightclub attack. They were dressed Christmas. Up as Santa Claus.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think anything bad happens on Christmas. Little Trev is kind of the whole idea of Christmas.
That is delusional.
Yeah, it is delusional of you to say that, because that's a magical day, so I don't know why you'd say that. It's interesting. You okay? Yeah.
Do you still listen to Mike Pence?
Listen to him speak? No.
I'm going to bed, Little Trev.
Thanks for putting this little doggy bed in here. Good night.